Previously on Second Fiddles, Elijah spied on Max and his new hero, Phaser, and kept it a secret. So when Max found out, he broke his invisible boyfriend's heart and ended things. Elijah said a lot of stuff about how hard it was to be invisible, but Max was too hurt by his lies to consider it from his point of view. Will they ever work things out? Does anyone actually care about this super-powered twink melodrama? Let's begin.
Episode 38, Bubble.
Hey, Maxie, you're home.
Yeah, I just got done with work.
Did you do anything fun today?
Fun isn't exactly a word I would use to describe fighting crime. Honestly, today was rough, and I don't want to talk about it.
Did you at least catch any bad guys?
Yeah, actually. Phaser and I took down a henchy who called himself Mic Drop.
Is he a spelunker, or does he turn people into gumdrops?
Nah, he's a former stand-up comedian who tries to kill people named Mike. I think a Michael or Mike heckled him one too many times and broke him.
Huh. Okay, well, now that we've got the obligatory daily henchy reference out of the way, I've got my own mic to drop.
Uh-oh, is this about your MOM? What's up?
First of all, my dad can spell, so don't be an idiot. But no, this force field isn't meant to protect us from my dad overhearing. I mean, it's doing that too, but this isn't about my mom.
What's it about? Is Tammy okay?
Yeah, she's just grabbing dinner with Sophia.
Okay.
Well, after Tammy tricks Sophia and her sister Frankie into dealing with their problems and working things out, it kind of inspired me to do the same thing.
What are you talking about?
You can speak now.
Max, I promise, I had no idea what Linus was planning.
Are you f***ing kidding me?
I may have lied and told Elijah you were in danger, and he raced over here before you got home from work, and I kind of trapped him in a silent force field until right now.
You're lucky I didn't have to pee.
Oh god, is this a whole trapped in an elevator sort of situation, where we're forced to sit angrily in silence until the tension becomes too much to bear, and we finally start yelling before making up and having steamy elevator sex?
Aw, come on, Linus. Is this a bottle episode?
Not a bottle episode. A bubble episode. Get it?
You're an asshole.
A giant asshole.
I get it. You guys think about my asshole a lot. I don't blame you.
Right now I'm thinking about goring it with my antlers.
Calm down, jeez. If you haven't noticed, I'm on the other side of this force field, so there's nothing you can do.
I wonder if my laser vision could cut through a force field.
What's that? I can't hear you. The force field is all of a sudden becoming soundproof. When you're done, give me a thumbs up or something. Bye!
So, this is fun?
So much fun. Hey, at least Linus was lying when he told me you were in danger. I was kind of freaking out.
That's sweet of you.
Don't patronize me.
Thank you.
Look, can we please skip the steps in this process where we say mean and biting things to each other in an effort to mask how we really feel? Because, Max, I'm sorry I hurt
you.
I
miss you so much. You
I miss
don't
you
need
like
to apologize.
Crazy.
I'll go first, if that's okay.
Go for it.
Well, you shouldn't have lied to me, but I did overreact. You were just being protective in the only way you know how. Being invisible isn't just a power for you, it's part of your identity. It impacts how you view the world, and I didn't take that into account. I'm sorry. I'm really, really sorry.
Not as sorry as me. I messed up. I was jealous, and I crossed the line. Maybe it's because you were my first real boyfriend, or maybe it's because of how sheltered I am, but I got possessive and overprotective for absolutely no reason.
Wow, did we just work through everything in less than 2 minutes? I was expecting at least 15 minutes of back-and-forth tension-building conflict before some overly sentimental resolution.
Well, let's face it. We've both been miserable since we had our fight.
You're not wrong. Can I hold your hand? I need to see you.
Duh. I just need to take off my gloves first. Here I am.
Oh, hello there, handsome.
Hello yourself. Wow, I'm drawing a blank for handsome synonyms. Studly, hot, adorable, comely.
Comely. Also, ew, never say studly again.
Okay, fine. Well, so now what? Is that it? Are we suddenly just back together?
I don't see why not. We love each other, we both apologized, and we meant it. Right?
Right.
All couples argue, we just took it a bit too far. Next time, we'll talk it through, and I promise I won't jump the gun and take the easy way out.
Next time?
Hey, let's not be naive. Of course there'll be a next time. Hopefully not about the same issue, but hey, we both have a lot to learn.
Okay. And I promise not to keep secrets from you anymore. I can start wearing a jingle cat collar if you want. I know we always joke about that, but I could literally do it.
No, that'll give me flashbacks to working at Pet Universe.
So, now what?
I want to kiss you so hard our tongues bruise.
That sounds really hard.
Is hard a problem?
Nope. Definitely not.
Damn, you haven't shaved in a while, have you?
Yeah, my depression stubble kind of turned into a depression beard.
It's really f***ing hot.
Well, I'll show you hot. But we need Linus to take this stupid force field down first.
Agreed. I gotta let go of your hand so he can see me. Linus! Hey, Linus! Where is he?
I didn't even see him leave. Maybe he went to the bathroom?
He probably thought we'd take a lot longer to work things out.
Well, I hope we're not trapped in here for too long.
We could make the time go by pretty quickly, if you know what I mean. We'd be invisible, so it's not like he would see anything if he comes back soon.
We're not having sex in a force field in your living room.
Ugh, fine. We'll wait.
We probably have a lot to catch up on anyway, right?
Oh, yeah.
Let's see. I already know about Sophia getting her memory back.
She's talking to Frankie about being her new sidekick on a trial basis, I think, so that's cool.
Yeah, Tammy told me. She's happier about the names Recall and Retcon sounding really good together than she is about the potential partnership.
Speaking of that, and our square-jawed captor, Linus really needs to change his name back to Security Blanket. The name Force is really stupid.
Oh my god, right? They can still be Pitch Force together. It's okay to have a team name that's not a combination of your code names.
What would our team name be? Invisibux?
Invisibux sounds like invisible money. What about, Dear Dudes?
Those are the worst names.
Yeah, they're pretty awful.
Oh, did you hear about Eloise?
No. What about her?
She has a boyfriend.
What?
Well, less of a boyfriend and more of a mate. I'm calling him Theo Sharp.
Oh, Bridgerton. It's perfect.
I know.
So, does that mean she's not going to be around anymore?
She'll be back after her eggs hatch and the babies fledge. But then she'll be gone again next year.
She's having babies?
Oh my god. Yeah, so she's on eggs right now.
You're gonna be a grandpa.
I know. Where has the time gone? We are so old.
Oh, shut up. Max, in light of our no secrets thing, I need to tell you something.
Uh-oh.
Don't shoot the messenger, but Tammy and Linus want to get their own place.
What?
And they were waiting to see if I was going to move in here with you, but when we stop talking, they kind of just hit pause on their plans to see if we'd work things out.
That's actually not very surprising.
I'm sorry.
Don't be. Did they tell you, or did you overhear it?
Actually, it was your friend Nick, or Krampus? Whatever. They were working with him to find and take down the Christmas gang, once and for all. And they told him, and he told me.
Why were they trying to find the Christmas gang? They literally live in this apartment building.
Nick told me that they moved out shortly after you met him.
Oh, okay. Well, don't feel pressured to make a decision on if you want to move in or not.
That won't be a problem. I already know what I want.
And?
I'm not ready.
To move away from home or to move in with me?
I don't know. Both?
As long as you still want to be with me, I don't care.
I certainly do.
Great! Sorry, I don't know why I just did the whole Tony the Tiger thing.
You don't need a reason to be weird. You just are.
Thanks. Hey, so since you just told me a secret you were keeping, I should probably come clean about something, too.
What's up?
And before I tell you, I want you to know that I'd already forgiven you before this happened.
Okay?
So, Phaser has been doing his phasing out of his clothes thing a little more lately, and...
How much is a little more?
Like, every day?
Okay. And how does that make you feel?
Wow, you're really holding back your judgment right now. I'm proud of you.
I'm trying my best.
So, I started thinking about what you said. Like, was he thirst trapping me? Was he trying to get me to watch?
Hey, my mom once told me about a villain named Thirst Trap.
Seriously? I'm in the middle of like a big reveal sort of thing.
Sorry. Continue.
Well, don't leave me hanging. What could Thirst Trap do?
He had the power to absorb moisture, like a living sponge.
Sponges are living.
You know what I mean. Anyway, Thirst Trap was known for taking off his shirt before desiccating and killing his victims.
That's dark.
Yep. Sorry for interrupting.
It's okay. As far as punny names go, that one's pretty good. What was I talking about?
You were wondering if Phaser was thirst trapping you.
Oh, right.
Hey, you're calling him Phaser again, not Casper. Is that for my sake?
No, that's because he's a jerk and doesn't deserve it.
Uh-oh. What happened?
Well, after we caught Mike Drop earlier and we were back at headquarters in the locker rooms, he phased right through his costume and was all like, "Hey, Max, let's hit the showers." And I finally asked him why he kept exposing himself to me every day.
Did he answer?
Yeah. I was expecting him to say he was a nudist or super free with his body or... you know, something like that. But he said, "You know you like it." And then... And then he kissed me. You're very quiet. You're probably holding back a million I told you so's right now.
If I bite my tongue anymore, it'll fall off.
I respect your constraint.
Well, did you kiss him back?
Elijah Asher Woods. Who do you take me for?
Well, we weren't together, and he looks like he's cut from stone, so I don't know. You really look up to him.
Dear, sweet, handsome Elijah, next to Phaser, I look like a hefty bag with a face.
That is not true.
I can admit to being semi-cute and quirky, sure, but I'm not in the same echelon as someone chiseled and superhero-y like Phaser.
You're just insecure. If it'll help, I can tell you how hot I think you are. Like, on a daily basis.
Be careful what you offer. I might hold you to it.
Well, so, what happened after he kissed you?
It was kind of a blur. I said no and tried to push him away, but my hands phased right through him, and then he walked directly through my body and grabbed my antlers from behind. He said he'd been wanting to use them as handlebars since he laid eyes on them, and he knew I wanted it too.
I'll kill him. I'll kill him, and he'll never see it coming. Literally, he won't see me.
Yeah, baby, I know you're invisible, and you don't have to worry about him. I kicked backward and hit him in the junk, and he let go of my antlers after I threatened to burn a hole through his chest with my laser beams. Oh, and I quit my job. Obviously.
Okay, screw this guy. He's just as bad as Tammy's old hero. Slap? What is it with these A and B Lee heroes thinking they can just do whatever and whoever they want? Sidekicks are for support and mentorship, not so heroes can groom them for sex.
And I thought he was one of the good ones. He's one of the few queer out superheroes in Rose City, and I really thought he stood for something.
I'm so sorry, Max.
You know, kicking someone in the balls when they're naked is both incredibly rewarding and really scary at the same time.
Did he try to fight back?
No, but he laughed at me and said it was my loss. He asked for the Jeep back that he gave me, and I told him to f*** himself, and then I walked out.
Wow.
I turned in my credentials before leaving, and I guess that's it. I'm unemployed again. I thought working for a hero in the A-League was my dream, but dreams don't normally end with creepers coming onto you in a locker room. Aw, man, and that was always one of my favorite porn scenarios, too. Is nothing sacred?
Well, we can always role play, if that's what you want. Would we both be players, or would one of us be the coach?
Meh, ask me again in a week or two.
I'm sorry. Is there anything I can do to help?
You could promise to not actually kill him.
I promise.
And you can finally say you told me so.
Are you sure?
Yeah, lay it on me.
I told you so.
What, that's it? I thought you'd want to sing it from the rooftops.
Fine. I told you so. Is that better?
A little. Well, even though I lost my job today, I got you back, so I somehow still feel like a winner. Do you think that's weird?
I don't think so. Max, I love you. No matter what happens next, I'm here for you. I promise.
Thanks. I'm sorry if I didn't fight hard enough for you. I think that's a bad habit for me when it comes to guys.
What do you mean?
I never really talk about him, but my first boyfriend, in college, I really think I loved him, too. It was more like infatuation, probably, but he was my first everything. Maybe that's why I have trouble trusting the way you feel about me. Because if you feel the way about me that I felt about him, it was like he was my whole world, and I thought he was my future.
Are you saying you don't love me as much as you loved him?
Oh, God, no, that's not what I meant. Just that it felt all-consuming. He'll always be my first love, but what I have with you is better. It's stronger. And I want to fight for it.
What happened with your ex?
We broke up.
Well, obviously.
Oh, right. Specifics. Well, his mom got a job overseas and his whole family moved to the UK. He transferred from Rose Academy to the University for Powered People in London, and we agreed that long distance would be too hard. And that was it. We broke up. We gave up.
Wow. Sounds like you still have a lot of unresolved feelings.
Yeah, there was no closure.
Did you ever stay in touch?
No, I felt like I wanted to rip the band-aid off quickly, you know? I quit him cold turkey and haven't heard from him since.
Did you miss him?
Sometimes. I mean, not since I met you, but every once in a while I wonder how his life turned out.
Huh.
What is it?
Maybe you should track him down. See how he's doing.
Didn't you and I literally break up over me thinking you were jealous of another guy? This seems like an overcorrection.
I don't want to wonder for the rest of our relationship whether or not you would rather be with someone else. Maybe you should try to find the closure you need.
I don't need closure. I just would like some closure. But I don't want to look back. And besides, if he was still torn up about me after all these years, he would have reached out. I think it's for the best to just look forward, you know?
Oh. Well, good. I can't believe I actually suggested that. Hey, are you going to need to start looking for a roommate if Tammy moves out?
Probably. It shouldn't be too hard. There are always new sidekicks looking for places to live. I could create a posting and put it up at headquarters.
The headquarters? For the job you just quit.
Oh, you're right. Actually, can I even afford to live here anymore? Ugh, maybe I should just move back in with my parents.
You can move in with me? And my parents? Wait, no, that's a terrible idea.
Hey, then we could live together, but you wouldn't have to feel bad about leaving them.
No, I was joking. That's not gonna happen.
Good. I wouldn't feel comfortable having insane amounts of sex around your parents.
Ew, gross. I don't even want to think about it.
You don't want to think about what? Our naked bodies, slick with sweat, breaking in your childhood bed?
I feel like you have a lot of pent-up sexual feelings right now.
Hey, we could even try that antler handlebar thing that Phaser so eloquently suggested.
Oh, don't even mention his name.
Yeah, that was kind of a boner killer. I'm sorry.
Hey, speaking of boner killers, I have a question about your ex from college.
What is it?
He was at Rose Academy, right? So, what was his power?
Oh, I didn't mention it?
No. It doesn't matter. I'm just curious.
Well, it wasn't anything as cool as invisibility, but he... well, he could...
Hey, Linus is back. It looks like he went out to grab some food.
Oh, thank God. I hope he brought something back for us, too. Yo, bro! Look up from your phone!
Do you call each other bro now?
Sometimes I would say it as a joke, and then it kinda stuck.
Yuck.
Ugh, I know.
Oh, he's looking at you. Give him a thumbs up or something to let him know we're ready to come out.
Oh, I thought he was texting, but he's actually talking to someone? Tammy hates using the phone if she can help it, so I wonder who he's talking to.
He doesn't look happy.
Jeez, you're right. I haven't seen him look this sad since the last time he and Tam ran out of condoms.
Oh, I hate that you know so much about your sister's sex life.
Not on purpose.
I think he just hung up.
Yeah. Yes. Hey, Linus. Yes, I'm talking to you. Read my lips. We are good. Let us out.
Sorry, guys.
It's fine. We're good.
Are you two better?
Yeah, we're back together. Surprise! Your plan worked.
Oh, cool. Congratulations.
Linus, are you okay?
No, I don't think so.
You look like you just saw a ghost. Who was on the phone?
Ren. It was Ren.
Is she okay?
Yeah, why did she call? Linus, you're freaking me out. What did she say?
She said something happened to Sally. She's dead. My sister's dead.
In this episode of Second Fiddles, Max is voiced by Matt Johnson, Elijah is voiced by Nick Bissett, Linus is voiced by Alex Inagropi, and MacGuffin is voiced by John Pupo. Music by Pete Johnson, and writing, producing, and sound design by Matt Johnson. Feel free to follow us on Instagram and Facebook at Second Fiddles Podcast, Tumblr at Second Fiddles, and Twitter at Second Fiddles spelled 2ND Fiddles. Transcripts of all of our episodes can be found at our website, secondfiddlespodcast.com. Thanks for listening. You know, kicking someone in the balls when they're naked is both incredibly rewarding and really scary at the same time.